this is your first time worshiping with us, our prayer is that you will feel welcome and at home here and be part of our life together. You, of course, are welcome every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. as we encounter God's love here through scripture, music, prayer, and community life. What a joy it is to be gathered here this evening. Let us pray. O God of the baby of Bethlehem, we come into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. We hear the glad tidings of the angel voices, and we come to experience this good news of great joy for all people. As the shepherds traveled to Bethlehem, we have traveled here excited, expectant, hopeful. Let the words of sacred scripture seep into our hearts to be treasured and pondered anew. We are here. We are ready, O God. Let the light of your love break forth in joy. Amen. Let us worship God.
Please rise for the call to worship. We gather to hear the sounds of the messengers. Tonight, we gather to hear the sounds of the heavenly hosts. Tonight, we gather to hear the sounds from the manger, where God's heart cries out with love for the world once more. First scripture reading this morning, or this evening, is Isaiah 12, verses 2 through 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
From the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Let us sing together hymn number 136, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Thank you.
Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go down now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Thank you.
A few years ago, I asked a confirmation class what their favorite part about worship was. And one said, the songs we sing, especially on Christmas Eve. Another wistfully mentioned how they liked coming forward during the children's sermon. And another may have been trying to score points with the pastor by saying, sermon, of course. And after a bit, another youth said, the silence. She went on to say how she loved those few moments of silence following the prayer of confession, where there are no words, but we can hear the sound of God's love echo around us. And I had never thought of it that way before. So often folks are distracted by those noises that disrupt the silence, and we forget to listen to hear the sounds of God in our midst. That rustle of an arm that reaches out to grab a hand of someone they love sitting near them. The door opening and closing as a latecomer tries to sneak in. Quite often the sounds of an ambulance driving by. Here at GPC, it's not worship without a dog barking or a kid talking and crying. Soon we will sing of a silent night, a holy night. Holy, yes, but I wonder if the silence of that night contained the sounds of God in our midst. Poet Anne Weems describes an expectant silence, a hushed anticipation, as if the very galaxy is holding its breath. There are some truths even the stars know, like darkness, like loneliness, how the night can be a living thing, and how once, long ago, the night waited in wonder, along with the darkness and the loneliness, for the sound of a baby's cry, for the miraculous to come down to earth mundane. Listen with me this night, in the expectant silence, for the sounds of God's love. Listen with me in the chilled darkness of a Judean night, for the cracklings of fires burning low. We've missed the sounds from earlier in the day when the little town of Bethlehem was overrun with travelers come for the census taking, a geographic impossibility for much of the Roman Empire. If we think that our American tax code is complicated, this census ordered by Emperor Augustus was a bureaucratic nightmare. So we would have heard the clink of metal, the swords and armor of the Roman soldiers, a constant reminder of the kind of peace they were trying to keep. For a moment, we can hold our breath with the stars and the darkness before we begin to hear the labored breathing, the gasp, the pain of a woman close to giving birth. Hear the sounds of a desperate man pounding his fist on door after door, panic-stricken, trying to find a place for her to labor. Can you hear the sounds of God's love this night? A cow bellows. A donkey gives a wet snort. There's the smell of damp wool mingled with the odor of hay and manure, and hoofed feet shuffle as large moist eyes turn in our direction. Is this where we expected the Savior to be born? If God is speaking this night through this birth, what do we hear God saying? If this child is the revelation of God's being, what kind of God is this? Our eyes adjust to the uneven light of a lantern, and we see at the back of a stable now that woman propped up on hay bales and peering into a manger. You step closer. You see how young she is. And suddenly you hear the gasp escape from your own lips as you realize she's just a girl. You take another step, listening for the sounds of the midwife. Perhaps she's out back washing her hands, and you listen and you hear the silence. Surely this woman didn't deliver the baby on her own. There's only her husband with her. And you wonder, did God put this whole Christ coming into the hands of just these two people? Does God act this night, not through some great earth-shaking cosmic miracle where we can hear the booms and the sounds, but through life here in the silence at its most human? Is that the meaning of this night, this story, that the holy and the human are brought together, that this manger-cradled baby has come, that we each might know the worth of our own lives? Can you hear? Can you hear the sounds of God's love this night? And we stand transfixed, and we hear yet another sound. The baby cries. I know that another beloved carol we often sing says no crying he makes, but how absurd is that? Everyone waits for that moment when the baby cries out in the miracle that is new life. Can you hear God's heart crying out in love for this world? For that is what this far from silent night means. The sounds of the baby lying in the manger crying out with God's love for this entire world. And you see the young woman's hand beckoning you just a little closer. And you kneel at the manger and wonder that surely the birth of any child is a miracle. Yet looking into this manger cradled face tonight is like looking into eternity. And suddenly you feel that connection to something so sacred, so true, that this child has come to reveal the extravagant love of God, which has been there from the beginning of beginnings and will be there forever. And we know, and we just know, kneeling there at the manger, that this baby will become the one who calls to us, the one whom we hear calling to us to live a holy way of love in a world so desperate for such love. And without looking up from the manger, you quietly ask the mother, "What's his name?" And she says softly, "Jesus. His name is Jesus." And we all are invited to ponder with Mary all the sounds of God's love crying out in this world, this night and always. Alleluia. Amen. Amen. And let us continue our time of worship with our evening offering. Our Christmas Eve offering tonight goes to a very important ministry of GPC, Grace House. As we hear the sounds of Christ's call to us throughout his life, we know that he proclaimed good news to the poor and release to the captives. Grace House is a transitional residence for men who are rebuilding their lives after they have been released from prison. So please give generously as we celebrate the good news that is the Christ child this evening.
Let us pray together.
Gracious, loving God, we thank you so much. Our hearts fill up with praise and joy the wonders you have given us. We thank you for the time we have here tonight in community, the time with our families both here and long road trips away, all the people who fill our lives with love. Gracious God, bless them. Bless the time we have here. And help us to give the gifts that you have given us to others, to savor every moment we have, and to use your gifts wisely. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Gospel of John proclaims that the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the light that shines into the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Into the darkness of this world and our lives, the light has been born to us. May our collective light here this evening represent the divine promises of great joy, that even the smallest light chases away the darkness in the world, even in the darkest of places. In just a moment, the candlelighters will come forward and we will share the light. The light above will dim as the candles are being lit. We will hum Silent Night. And once all the candles are lit, we will begin to sing together. Will the candle lighters please come forward? Please join with me in a time of prayer. May the Prince of Peace brighten our hearts to light a candle in the dark and illuminate the light of our souls, so we may see the wondrous blessings that has been bestowed to us. And may the Christ Child light up our hearts today. May us of Dr. Howard Thurman, who says that when the song of the angel is still, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, and to bring peace among peoples, to make music in the heart. Go with the music in your heart and the sounds of God's love surrounding you now and always. Alleluia! He is born. Amen.
I forgot to turn this thing off.